turn all the way up on the left for a lateral, and then you do a lateral cone down of the L5S1. Okay? This is AP. Now, it depends which radiologist you work for. Most radiologists will request that you get the SI joints in the image, and the collimator comes right up near the SI joints. So that actually is pretty good collimation. Some radiologists want to see the entire abdomen, so you may have to open the field up. Patient gets more radiation, the spine doesn't look as good because you're getting scattered. So it depends who is reading the film. You kind of have to know what they want. That overall is a pretty good film. Here's the last rib coming off. One, two, three, four, five. That's the fifth lumbar. Occasionally you'll see six vertebrae. Sometimes you'll see four. Most people have one. Marker on the side. Their pupil disc space will open up pretty well. Okay, and then we go to the oblique. Okay, which oblique is that?
That.
Right.
Right.
Is that okay?
Right there.
Which way is Scotty Dog facing?
He's
facing the right, so that has to be an arc. Okay, here's the face of the dog right here. Looking over this way from the patient's right.
Okay.
RPO. The way the dog faces is the oblique that you're going.
Oh, great.
All right.
In relation to the patient.
Okay, I'm
fine. Dog's facing out that way. Should have a little more collimation on this one.
Okay.
Okay, that's so cool. Okay, and then I've got the other lateral. The biggest problem on the laterals is getting the spine in the middle of the film. So when you're doing the stuff in the lab, remember, the biggest problem on the oblique is getting the spine in the middle. And what happens, I'll give you the centering points, where to center for it. If you don't have patient 45, those points don't work. So if somebody tells you to go in the room and they say, well, okay, center 2 inches from here or 2 inches from there, and you go and do it, it doesn't work out. Part of the problem is because if the patient's not oblique, it's exactly at 45. If you have the patient at 30 or you have them at 50, the spine will not come out in the middle. And then if you have close collimation, that is what you should have, you possibly are going to collimate the spine off. Just kind of keep that in mind. Okay, and then after the obliques, we'll do the lateral. We're looking for the intervertebral disc space. Want that to open up.
Wow.
Nice collimation. They don't have a lead strip, but we'll have a lead strip back here. Okay, to absorb all the scatter, because you can see we're getting a lot of scatter, it's going back over the spine. Okay, and you can see, because the pelvic area is so dense, it's really hard to see that joint.
Right.
So we're going to do a special view to see the L5-S1 joint.
What's on the black at the top?
This
is that like
lump.
Their hair?
That's
that's a lump.
Okay, so this is the spot film, the cone down, the L5-S1. We want to see this joint. We want that pretty much in the middle of the film. And we also want to see the joint right above it, the L4-L5 joint. This is one we're mainly looking for. Collimation all the way around, real tight collimation. Did I tell you about the student that I had in the hospital? He would come in, and whenever he was doing this projection, he would have a collimator right over there, which is every time it looked perfect. The patient was perfect. Well, we didn't know he was in the room. He would shoot one of these. Of course, it wouldn't come out too good, so he would go back, redo everything, shoot another one, go back on the third time, redo everything. So the film he handed in was perfect.
Aww.
Everybody was giving him compliments, and we didn't know that he was actually making two or three explosions.
On a patient?
In this area?
This is the highest dose of all the routine views that we'll do in the lateral, lumbar, and pulmonary high school. This is the one-year one.
So the sacrum is just S1 because the fiber all fused together?
This is L5.
S1.
Yeah, S1 is the sacrum. And next week, or actually tomorrow, if we start the sacrum, there's special views just for the sacrum. Well, what's really confusing, when you hear the term lumbosacral sacral, as far as we're concerned in radiology, lumbosacral to us should mean the lumbar spine. So if a doctor orders the lumbosacral spine, we should do the lumbar spine. In fact, one of the questions that we'll have on the test, I took off one of the registry review, it's very confusing, and nurses confuse this all the time. This one nurse that was in the hospital, well, this one floor actually, whenever the doctor ordered an LS spine, they ordered a lumbar and a sacrum. And I tried to tell them, no, a sacrum is not the same thing as a lumbosacral spine. A lumbosacral spine is a lumbar spine, essentially, if you're also radiology. And they were always ordering two exams, a lumbar spine and a sacral spine. So the patient was really getting a little, pretty heavy dose. A sacrum is not done that much. So I knew when I was seeing order after order after order after order, if it's sacrum, something's wrong here. And this nurse, she saw lumbosacral, so she was ordering sacrum in addition to the lumbar. But there is a question I'll hand out that's a registry question, and they're referring to the lower part of the lumbar. So we'll see that question when we get to it. Lumbosacral, on the handout that we give you, means the lower part. So it's kind of confusing. Okay, any questions about the projections on the lumbar? AP, both obliques, two laterals. Somebody mentioned about angling the tube on this one. It's going to depend on the patient. Somebody with wide hips, we're going to angle the tube. Most males, you don't have to. Females, you tend to angle the tube a little more. We'll get into that when we go over the position. What you're trying to do, you want to open up this joint space right here. You don't want to see any overlapping of the bone. Okay? Okay, I think that's it.
Thank you.